episode number 96 of the BerlinBrigade.com podcast.
Einsteigen bitte.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome. I am David Guerra. I am your host. I am the founder of BerlinBrigade.com. I'm your podcast host. I am your former Alpha Company, 6th Battalion, 502nd Infantry, 3rd Platoon, M60 Gunner. That's right. How are you? Welcome. Welcome. Well, we're 2019 well underway. It's February now, and wow, where has the time flown? Can you believe that? Already a month is down, and we're already into this and making it happen, and we've got no choice. And those of you that are LA Rams fans, you know what? We're going to get them next year. You watch us. Watch us. Because that's nonsense. You know, 16-point game total. Come on. That's Super Bowl. Hey, how about that alert, huh? Yeah, the one for the books. Yeah, who would have thought we could still road march? I'm kidding myself. We can't road march. We don't road march anymore. Why? Because we don't have to. That's right. So how are you? That's right. I'm in a good mood. And I mean, even though that the Los Angeles Rams lost, I'm still in a good mood. Why? Because again, hey, we're here. We got our feet on the ground. We're still moving. We're still grooving. We're still shaking and baking. And well, you know the rest of the story. How's it going? Alrighty, so in today's episode, what have I got to talk about? Really not much, just kind of a quick recap. I said, you know, I got to get something out there because I've gone too long, and so here it is. So not too much. We're going to do some mail, definitely some mail. We're going to talk about the website a little bit, and then we're going to go into bigger and better things. Oh, sorry about that. Folks, I don't know if you got to see over Christmas on the Instagram page. And on my personal Facebook page, I shared an image of the last gift under the tree. Here's the story behind the last gift under the tree. I didn't share that earlier. I'm sharing with you now. So apparently a package came in from Louisiana. I didn't know about it. Somebody else answered the door. And they saw it. And I don't know. They went ahead and liberated its contents. And they saw what it was. So they went ahead and wrapped it. And kudos. So it got wrapped and it got put underneath the tree, but it got withheld on Christmas morning. So I didn't see it Christmas morning. However, later that day, actually, I was sitting around, and in true Christmas story fashion, my wife, she says, I think there's another package there. Might have your name on it. Go check. Sure enough, it did have my name on it. And when I opened up that package, wow. Folks, it was from our good friends over at Auto Metals and AutoMetals.com. So I hope you get a chance to visit them. Check them out. Auto, A-U-T-O, Metals, M-E-D-A-L-S. They've got some great stuff. And this is not a paid advertisement. This is just my appreciation and a thanks. And they've been on the ball with Berlin Brigade related gear. And folks, if you're looking for something that's Berlin Brigade related, I suggest you give them a visit. Check out the metal sticker coin, the metallic stickers that go on your vehicles. These things are awesome. The 502nd Infantry, there's one, the Strike emblem, there's that. There's the Berlin Brigade. And of course, if you served in other lesser units, by all means, they're there too. But check them out. Great prices. Well, what was in that last box? I didn't tell you. That's right. It was awesome. And actually, I'm going to go ahead and look it up. That way I don't miss anything in the details other than it was awesome. It's under the cap category, and it was under Berlin Brigade category. That's right, the Berlin Brigade cap. 100% olive gray cotton fabric, OD green with black embroidery, low profile. That's the way I like it, because apparently low profiles are the type of hats I'm supposed to be wearing. So how did they know? I have no idea. We'll leave it up to Santa Claus on that one. Sergeant Major Santa Claus, there we go. Solid cap with Velcro adjustable strap, or a mesh back cap with adjustable strap. Well, no, I had the solid cap, and that was pretty, that was awesome. And it's not made in China, which I greatly appreciate. And it's Berlin Brigade, Defenders of Freedom around the back, that little adjustable area, that little breathing area around the back. It says Defenders of Freedom, so greatly appreciated. Thank you very much. And folks, get your own. Tell them that BerlinBrigade.com podcast sent you. I don't know if he's going to cut you a deal or anything, but hey, it doesn't hurt to ask. And as of this recording on Monday, February 4th, 1730 hour central, there are only 7 left. I mean, don't get me wrong. There's probably just 7 in stock ready to go off the shelf, but I guarantee you they'll make more, or they'll actually embroider somewhere. But these things are awesome. Great. It's a subdued looking patch run off their embroidery machine. That's what's right up in front. The Berlin patch subdued. It is fantastic, folks. High quality stuff. I've been wearing this nonstop. And so I suggest and I invite you to get yours and get to work. So reach out to autometals.com, and in the section where it says caps across the top, the menu bar, the red menu bar across the top, there'll be a section called caps, C-A-P-S. Go ahead and just hover your mouse over it and you'll actually see the Berlin Brigade one. And of course, like I said, there's even the 502nd. And if you served in other lesser units, obviously there it is. But oh, there's one that's, well, it's, take a look at all their offerings. That's all I'm saying. It's fantastic stuff. Great stuff there. So thanks again to everyone over at Auto Metals. Do appreciate it. Huge shout out. And again, just visit them. You don't have to buy. Take a look. But I guarantee there'll be something you're going to want. And you'll get it. So that being said, again, let's keep pressing on. We've got some questions to answer. Some emails came in. So a couple of things to answer. One last question that came in. Hey, where are the pictures? I kid you not. Oh, what happened to the pictures? Sorry about that. What happened to the pictures? Folks, I'm still building or rebuilding that gallery. So I am not making it public as I'm done with one page. I'm just leaving it alone. And then I'm just working on the next one. We've had quite a bit. And in this recent move over or changeover, data-wise, I've discovered that I've dropped the ball on several submissions. So I'm rolling those new ones in there. But again, once they're all up and running, they'll be all up and running. As soon as I have a more suitable date to say, oh, okay, I think we can do this at this time, I think we got it. I think we got it. So I'll let y'all know. I'll let everybody know. And that'll be on the website. So again, that's kind of where the status is with that on the gallery. Let's see. The next message that came in. Okay. My email address has changed. Can you tell me how I can update it on the registry? Well, folks, real simple. Submit a new registry entry. Go to berlinbrigade.com and then click on the registry link. And once you're there, there's going to be an option. Berlinbrigade.com. And then once it loads up, go to registry across the top. Click on registry. And then right below that, it says, welcome to the berlinbrigade.com registry. Here you'll find units of the Berlin Brigade and their voluntary registry submissions. Means everybody that submitted has done so voluntarily. Okay, if you want to have your information added to the registry, please click here, and that's in gold. So you just click there, and it'll take you to a submission page. And activity type select one, right off the bat, by default, is add. Folks, the next option is change or update or remove all data. Remove all data, that's part of the GDPR European regulation. If you want your stuff removed, you have to ask for it to be removed, and I will comply. But I've done that in the past. When people have asked to be removed, I get in there as soon as possible and I physically remove their content from the system. This is not automated, so there's no I've done it all along. So this is not automatic. It won't delete your data automatic, again, for that reason, because we don't want to accidentally delete the wrong data. We want to make sure that we're deleting the appropriate data. So that's the one thing that I take care of. I jump on right away. So if you ask for it, that's what happens. Same thing with additions. I manually add everybody to the system. So everybody that's ever submitted your information was manually added to the registry, to the website. Okay, so that's all you need to do. Just change. That's all you need to do is just select the activity type to change/update. And then go ahead and fill in the information. And once you submit, I'll get notified. And I know what we need to do at that point. And then I'll just compare your current data to your already submitted previous data, that's data that's in the database. So that's how you do it. So all you have to do is go to berlinbrigade.com and then click on registry and then click here if you want your information added to the system. Let's see what we've got. Next message that's come in here. I cannot log in. Folks, still getting those messages. We can't log in. Folks, all you need to do, if you can't log into the registry, it's real simple. Go to berlinbrigade.com. Again, click on the registry. And right there in red letters says registry password. And the word below it in blue letters is stripes. S-T-R-I-P-E-S. Stripes. That's the password. That's all you need to get in there. Just click on a unit, your unit. and type in the password that you just saw on the registry homepage. And then click enter, and you're in. That's it. There's nothing more to it. That's all there is. And trust me, it will allow you, if you want to go back to registry and then select a different unit, you've entered the password once, it'll let you go into the other units, in case you didn't know that. So that's how you get in. That's how you get in. That's the only password. Okay, let's move along. Let's see what else is new contact message. Oh, next message. And this one's already been replied to, so I've already sent this one out, but this one I want to share with everybody. Is McNair Barracks still open? I'm going back in May and would like to visit McNair. Well, McNair Barracks, as it once was or once stood as we knew it, is no longer McNair Barracks. However, the buildings, the locations, the entrances, the streets, they're all there. They've been gutted and reworked and all of that. But there are a couple of schools there, so be careful, folks. Be careful. There are actual schools there. So go in there. If you want to see around, go in and introduce yourselves. Tell them that you're a member, former member of the Berlin Brigade. You live there in that building, or you lived on and you want to see what's changed, what's transpired, what is different. And folks, my understanding, they're quite receptive to having guests, especially Americans that were former inhabitants of McNair Barracks that live where now they're teaching these kids. And the school, one of the schools is a English, German, they speak both, as part of the curriculum. So that's pretty neat. So trust me, you'll have no problem. If your German's a little rusty, you should have no problem. But definitely stop in. Let them know that, hey, look, I used to live here. I used to work here. This used to be my playground. And now I'm back. I just want to check it out. And they'll be more than happy to accommodate you. However, make sure you step up first. Don't let them come to you. As far as I know, the church, the chapel down there at the end is still there. It's still functional as a church. Now, this was a while back, so my understanding, it's still functional as a church. The museums that were there are not there. They're kind of in transition right now, so you might catch something, but you'll definitely not catch all of it. Next, up front by the main gate. The main gate itself is gone. There still is something saying we were there, but nothing in a formal fashion. But for the most part, the buildings are still there. Some of the names are still on the building, like the McNair Gym or McNair Barracks on the gym building. So check that out. But the four ring, still intact. And if you get there at the right time, there could actually be a flea market kind of thing going on. But watch out. They still use it for races and stuff like that. So be careful when crossing the street. Other than that, it's great. Go back. Enjoy springtime in Berlin. Sounds familiar. But again, springtime in Berlin is always a great time to be there. So by all means, enjoy your visit. Let's see. What else have I got coming up on from the last time? Okay. No, not that one. That one was answered last time. Okay. Somebody wants to access their website. They were at Berlin Brigade headquarters, and then they got assignment to Vietnam, and so now they want to get in, and I think I just answered it at the very beginning. So there we go. And I think one last one. Here we go, folks. Okay. I cannot get a link to Combat Support Company, 3rd Battalion, 6th Infantry is the company, but the links won't work. Okay. No, the links were working. I do see where he might have gotten into one part where I have kind of, it's kind of my staging area. And it's kind of easy. If you know how to work it, you can actually get there and you can see the staging area and the links there will not work. But for the most part, if you stay with the directory across the top, the links across the top of the BerlinBrigade.com website, you should have no problem accessing what you need to access. So, my apologies, but I see where you got in. I see where that works. And again, that's just my area to work with. And they're just more for copy and paste. So other than that, that's pretty much it. That's it for that. Let's see. What else was I going to say to you? Yes, updates. Website has been updated. The registry content has been updated. And it's been updated. It was updated the 26th of January. So this coming weekend, the 9th. 10th, sometime either the 9th or the 10th, we're going to update again with the registry updates. We are up to date, minus maybe, I think it's like one, two, three, it's like five submissions. So, and again, none of those are removals, so we're good to go. Well, listen, folks, I've taken about a lot of your time. So listen, I thank you for listening. I thank you for going to the distance with me, and I appreciate you here. I thank you. Don't forget to visit our good friends over at AutoMetals.com. Really appreciate them. Really appreciate all that they're doing for keeping the Berlin Brigade memories alive and up and running and kind of in our hands, on our vehicles, and on our heads. Oh, and don't forget Challenge Coin. There's a Challenge Coin out there, so you might want to get yourself one just in case, especially if you're going to any reunions this year. This is definitely the year for reunions, so be on the lookout for that. Well, listen, my name's Dave Guerra, former member of Alpha Company, 6th Battalion, 502nd Infantry, Berlin Brigade. And I'm going to wrap this up now. So until next time, and we'll talk a little bit more about reunions next time. So with that being said, that's it. Dankeschön, auf Wiedersehen, tschüss.
Endstation. Bitte alle aussteigen.